जमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोधा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोधा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय श्रील प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय श्रील प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय श्रील प्रभुपाद जय गुरुदेव जय गुरुदेव गुरुदेव जय गुरुदेव जय श्रील गुरुदेव गुरुदेव जय गुरुदेव गुरुदेव जय गुरुदेव जय श्रील गुरुदेव जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय समवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय कलिगो पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्रेस असेंबली डिवोटीज ऑल ग्रेस असेंबली डिवोटीज ऑल ग्रेस असेंबली डिवोटीज ऑल ग्रेस ऑल ग्रेस ऑल ग्रेस टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीजुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते The bigger fear comes, what if he comes? And thereafter, it's only with anxiety. Is Krishna safe there? The name-giving ceremony also had to be conducted so secretively in a cow shed.
which is of course auspicious. Krishna does multitasking, something is very auspicious yet secretive. So much stress. Nitya utkantita yorapi. Balya bauganda kaishoraha. And three things you could never experience. Balya kaal, which is explained to be between 0 and 5 years. Pauganda is between 5 to 10 years. And kaishora is after 10 to 15 years. And after that, it becomes yavana. So, balya, pauganda, kaishora, three things you are deprived. I could not entertain you in these three stages. Now, it's interesting. Because Uddhava in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he says, Ekadasha samastatra gudharchihi sabalo vashat. So, he says, Uddhava, when he visits the residence of Vrindavan, he says that for 11 years, just like a flame is covered. Sometimes you cover a flame, a diya is covered with glass or something. Just like a flame is covered from all sides. Similarly, Krishna for 11 years was actually covered and not revealed to the entire world when he was in Vrindavan. So, Ekadasha, the number of years that Uddhava specifies is 11 years. There is some inconsistency. Krishna says, Balya Pauganda Kaishora, three stages, which means up to 15 years, I have deprived you. You could not enjoy my childhood up to 15 years. And Uddhava says, 11 years. How do we reconcile? So, Vishwanath Shukri Thakur says, that some people, they outgrow their age. What to speak of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Krishna was up to 3 years or some months in Gokul Mahavan, at that time, it was considered that he already finished Balya up to 5 years. And then when Krishna moved, all the residents moved from Gokul Mahavan to Vrindavan, up to the age of 6, already considered to have completed his, almost 7 years, already considered to have completed his Pauganda, which is supposed to be up to 10 years. And Kaishora, where the remaining time when he was in Nandagram, not Krishna, that time he was supposed to exhaust his Kaishora. So he has outgrown. And imagine, someone killing Kamsa, see, first of all, challenging Kamsa is one thing. Then fighting with Kamsa is the next step. And killing Kamsa. So certainly, he was not behaving like an ordinary 11-year-old. So in fact, in other words, any age you put on him is meaningful, yet meaningless. Because he is Nitya Navanavayaman, as Prabhupada said. He is always young. At the same time, still, Vishwanath Chakri Thakur, just because, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, it doesn't mean that Acharyas will not put their effort to reconcile statements. So they put the effort. So Krishna says, Balya Pauganda Kaishora, I have deprived you. What do I do? And you were always in anxiety throughout. See, one thing is to be deprived. But you are in anxiety during that period. Where is Krishna? Is he safe? So Krishna says, Nalabdo Haiva Hatayor Vaso Nau Bhavadantike Yambalaha Pitrge Hastha Vindate Lalita Mudam. He says, actually, this is Daiva. That was the time we should have been pampered by you, but we could not even meet you. The other extreme. And he says, Sarvartha Sambhavo Deho. Actually, this Deha, everything can be achieved with this Deha, Krishna says. So many things he can do with this Deha. Kintu, Janitaha Poshito Yataha. Janitaha. The one who gives birth to this Deha, which is amazing. I mean, it's an amazing yantra. The one who gives birth to this amazing yantra is Janito and also Poshito is mother and father. Oh, mother and father, you have the right over my body to begin with. But I could not serve you. In fact, he says, Pitro Martya Shatayusha. Even for a full lifetime of 100 years, one serves father and mother, still one will fall short. Oh Krishna, Vasudeva and Devaki, that's our situation. We could not serve you. In fact, the whole Vedic system is that you always feel grateful. Rin, the whole concept of that Rin ki bhavana. The feeling of Rin should always be there. The feeling of gratitude is always there. Therefore, there are so many festivals, samskaras, to keep on reinforcing that feeling of gratitude, of Rin. The Vedas say, on one hand, be free from ऋण. In fact, that's one of the aspects of a happy person. When Yudhishthira Maharaj is having a conversation with Yaksha, Yaksha Prashna, who is a happy man? One who doesn't have ऋण, one who doesn't have debt. So you feel indebted, but you don't have debt. Which means, even if you are feeling indebted, you keep trying to repay debt. But you don't, you ensure that you do not have debt. So, there is both the feeling aspect and the practical aspect. And they are perfectly in synchronization with each other. They are not opposed to each other. And today, what's the situation? You are drowning in debt, but no feeling of debt. In fact, you are told not to feel indebted to anyone, but keep a credit card with you. That's important. Not one. I've seen people with 5 credit cards. So it's not about blaming anyone with 5 credit cards, but it's also talking about what the system is. The Vedic concept is that one feels indebted. So Krishna says, 100 years I serve you, not sufficient, because this body you have given us magical yantra. And he says, he goes to the extreme of quoting that, yastayor atmajah kalpa atmana cha dhanena cha, one who does not by dhana or by atmana, by one's own body and mind, not serve such parents, then actually it's like having to eat his own flesh after this life. And Krishna says that not only parents, one who doesn't support, mataram pitaram vriddham bharyam sadvim sutam shishum gurum vipram prapannam cha. He gives a long list. It starts with you parents, but then also is bharya, the wife, then guru, guru mata, one's own relatives, and actually anyone, prapannam, prapanna, sharanagati, anyone who actually takes shelter if you are not able to protect. Such a person, Krishna says, is shvasan mritaha. That's the phrase he used. Shvasan mritaha, shvasan means while breathing, mritaha, he is still dead. Pralapan, Visrujan, Unmishan, Nimishan, Napiya. There's this verse in Bhagavad Gita, it's called Shatru Prayoga, where while doing something, one is something else. So while breathing, one is actually dead. Such a beautiful phrase here. But Krishna is saying, that is the state of one who is not, doesn't reciprocate with what he has got. Especially he is referring to his parents here. And Krishna says, actually we have wasted all these days in not serving you. Why? And Krishna is now really, really drawing the motherly and fatherly affection. He is saying, actually we were very fearful of Kamsa. Krishna fearful of Kamsa? Unimaginable. In fact, Narada Muni, he prays. He says, may my mind be absorbed in Krishna the way this Hiranyakashipu or Kamsa are absorbed in Krishna. Why? Because all of us, I mean this experience some of us have or many of us have, when you express your love to someone or affection to someone, you may do it for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and then you start feeling, bahut ho gaya. Limit. You have experienced that? But imagine having hatred towards someone. Hatching to pull that person down. Do you get tired? Ek hi to dun hua hai. Do you feel tired? Abhi to praram hua hai. Ek hi to mahina bita. Abhi to shuruaat honi hai. I just have to get started. So, the feeling of animosity is so intense that you don't forget that person for a moment. Kamsa was seeing his reflection in the mirror and he saw Krishna there. He saw Krishna everywhere. How intense. So, Krishna is saying that actually I was fearful of Kamsa. But everyone knows how fearful Kamsa was of Krishna. But here is how Krishna is drawing the affection of his father and mother. Actually, what do? Out of fear of him, we could not even come and meet you. We could not reciprocate with you. And finally he says, Takshantum arhadastata, you please need to forgive us for this. What can we do? Matarnau paratantrayoho. Paratantra, we were tantra, we were controlled by someone else. We are not independent. And especially cruel Kamsa had frustrated us. So, Sukadeva Goswami then says, what was the reaction of Vasudeva and Devaki after this entire beautiful, sweet yet entangling words of Krishna. How, what do you do? Their hearts melted. It said that Shishuka Uvacha, Iti Maya Manushyasya, Maya Manushyasya, this kind of Maya Jal that Krishna spoke, this is actually Yoga Maya. This Yoga Maya. What happened? Harer Vishwatmano Gira, Gira, words spoken by the Supreme Personality of God, who is also Vishwatman. What did he say? Mohita Ankam Aropya. His parents, both Krishna and Balram, they were seated on the laps, 11-year-old. Imagine that they already had outgrown and were more than 15 as claimed by Lord Krishna. Their heart just melted. These are our children. They are not the killers of Kamsa or Chandra and Mushtik. They are our children. They are actually so scared of Kamsa. Somehow they managed to kill Kamsa, but now no more of this, no more. Please sit on my lap. This is Vasudev and Devaki's parent. And that is parenthood. And that is what Mother Kunti is glorifying. She is glorifying this. I read that verse, beautiful verse again. He says, Apure Vasudevasya Devakyam Yachito Bhyagat. Others say that since both Vasudev and Devaki prayed for you, you have taken your birth as their son. And not just take his birth as a son, he actually fulfills the role of a son to such a degree of perfection. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after he took sannyas, when he met Mother Shachi near Navadvip, he was telling Mother Shachi that actually, I took sannyas, but how cruel I have been on you. I didn't fulfill the responsibilities of a son. Now, of course, it wasn't that there was any regret in the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about taking sannyas. Because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he took sannyas only for the benefit of others. Yet, he reciprocated with Mother Shachi as a perfect son. He played his role as a son. And Mother Shachi's heart was melting. In fact, every time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would roll on the ground, he would get bruises. Mother Shachi, her heart would just cry out, weep out. Well, that's natural for a mother. So, they fondly caressed Krishna and Balaram, sitting on the lap, and they were showering. Sinchantav, Sinchanti, Sinchanti means water. Sinchantav, what did they do? They watered, they drenched Krishna and Balaram in tears. And they could not speak. It's explained that, Bashma Kanthav Vimohitav. Their throats were choked. This is how much Krishna drew the affection of Vasudev and Devaki. And then, having comforted his mother, what did Krishna do? So, we go back to the first point which Mother Kunti has expressed. She says, why do you appear? The first reason she gave was for the glorification of the pious kings. Kechit ahur ajam jatam punya shlokasya kirtaye yadoho priyasyan vaye malaya seva chandanam. Now Krishna goes to Maharaj Ugrasen after speaking to his parents and tells Maharaj Ugrasen, please, you need to be installed as a king here. Now somebody may wonder, Maharaj Ugrasen is already old. He was the uncle, right, the uncle of Devaki. Devaki's father, I think Devapa, his brother, was Maharaj Ugrasen. So, in some sense, he was a maternal grandfather of Krishna. He must be elder. So, it should have been that that Krishna becomes a Yuvaraj or the king. He has just now killed Kamsa. Who else was capable of killing Kamsa? And not just Kamsa, many of his associates were killed. However, Krishna says, Evam Ashwasya Pitarau Bhagavan Devaki Sutaha Matamahan, Matamahan. So, Ugrasen is specifically referred to as Matamahan. Matamahi. Matamaha. That is the father of the mother. And he says, Matamaham tu Ugrasenam Yadu nam akaron dripam. Yadu. The reference to Yadu is made by Mother Kunti. Krishna says, to protect the Yadus, to actually continue the lineage of the Yadus, Maharaj Ugrasen, you please become the king. It was interesting, Krishna, Vishwacharya Thakur says that Krishna was then being consoled by Vasudev and Devaki by sitting on the lap.
My son, fatigued from the fight, he has retired to the inner chambers where Vasudeva and others are affectionately feeding him in great bliss. So Nanda Maharaj is thinking like this, because Nanda Maharaj is also there. Since Krishna is with them, I will go to my own room without any fear for my son's safety. Nanda Maharaj is also assured that Devaki and Vasudeva are nicely taking care of Krishna. But however, Krishna has immediately now moved on to another responsibility. The king has to be installed on the throne. But now Maharaj Ugrasen may think, no, Krishna, no, you have to be the king. So, aha chasman Maharaja prajas chagyap tumarhasi yayati shapa yadubhir nashitavyam nripasane. He says, asan nripasane, on the throne of the king, who should be sitting? He says, oh Maharaj Ugrasen, you might retaliate that I should become the king. But you should understand, we are your subjects. You have to command us. In fact, nobody from Yadukula can sit on the royal throne. Why? He is saying, Yayati Shapad Yadubhir. Yadus have been cursed by Maharaj Yayati. Now what has Lord Krishna to do with the curse? I mean, he could just overrule anything. Krishna, however, respects. There is a curse. In fact, most of the time, Krishna will always respect. If there is a need to transgress as an exception, even there, we find that Krishna will provide some reason why transgressing is allowed. But in this case, Krishna is citing that Maharaj Yayati had cursed Yadu. Now, what is the story? It's a long story. But suffice to say that Maharaj Yayati had two wives. In fact, he had a first wife, Devayani, who was the daughter of Shukracharya. And from Devayani, he had a son, whose name was Yadu. And in fact, in the same lineage as Yadu, we had Vrishni, a king called Vrishni. And from there, some 14 generations from King Vrishni, we had Vasudev. So, Vasudev was in the Yadukula. Also, Vrishni Vamsha, Pradipa, Prabhi Pradipitaha, Vrishni Vamsha, Yadukula. So, Yadukula came from the first wife of Maharaj Yayati, whose name was Devayani, who was the daughter of Shukracharya. Now, it so happened that Maharaj Yayati also married Sharmishtha, who at that time was supposed to be subservient as a maid servant to Devayani. So, Sharmishtha, that's another long story. But Sharmishtha had a son from Maharaj Yayati, his name was Puru, and he was one of the youngest, Puru. So Puru and Yadu. And because this was kept a secret by Maharaj Yayati from Devayani, that he had married Sharmishtha, and from Sharmishtha he had a son Puru, when this news reached Shukracharya, the father of Devayani, Shukracharya cursed Maharaj Yayati that you will be deprived of your youth. You are so attached to your senses, you will be deprived of your youth. In fact, you will become old immediately. So immediately Maharaj Yayati said, please reverse this. This is a huge curse. Shukracharya said, there is one way out, which is if someone can exchange his youth with you and you give that person your old age, then you can continue enjoying your youth. So Maharaj Yayati approached his eldest son, Yadu, who was the son of Devayani, and Yadu declined, I cannot exchange. Then he approached every son, and then finally the youngest son, Puru, who was the son of Sharmishtha, through Sharmishtha, and he agreed. So Maharaj Yayati, again in anger, he had cursed Yadu that because you did not reciprocate, you did not exchange your youth with me for my old age, I curse you that none of your descendants can ever become higher to the throne. Now, this was a curse coming from some personal emotions. There were some circumstances. Now, why did Krishna have to take this so seriously? On the other hand, Puru had also been blessed that your descendants will become the kings, will sit on the throne. Because Puru had obliged. And in fact, he gave his youth to Maharaj Yayati for many years to enjoy, long time to enjoy. Later on, again, Maharaj Yayati gave back his youth to Puru and was very happy with him. So Krishna says, therefore, Maharaj Ugrasen, you being from that lineage, you are not from the Yadu lineage, you can therefore become the king. I cannot. However, Krishna is not taking any back steps here. You should hear what Krishna has to offer next. He does respect whatever curse etc. has been offered, but he says, Mai Bhrityo Basine Bhavato Vibudhadayaha. Don't worry, Maharaj Ugrasen. The devatas come to bow their head to me. That is my stature. So I may not be a king, but I am a kingmaker. Right? And now Krishna was, when he says he is a kingmaker, he was looking at qualifications also. Krishna was not putting people on throne just to fulfill his selfish agenda, like many sometimes happens nowadays. Right? So he was a kingmaker, but with the best interest of everyone. So Krishna says, all the devatas, they will come bowing to me. What to speak of Nripadipaha? Kim utanye naradipaha? Naradipaha, among the human beings, they may be kings. What to speak of them? So don't worry, as long as I am with you, you are very strong. So Krishna again and again communicates that what is more important than position is execution of responsibility. And we see this all the time in the scriptures. Responsibility given more importance than the position. Sudama and Krishna, when Sudama was going to meet Krishna, he's a Brahmana. And Krishna was a king. And Sudama's position was that they didn't have anything to eat the next day. But still it's explained that because he had to go, he should not go empty handed to Krishna. His wife went begging, Yachana, Yachitaha. She went begging door to door, asking something so that Sudama doesn't go empty handed to his friend. Look at this. This is civilized, cultured behavior. That even in such situation, Sudama is thinking, my wife wants me to go and ask something from Krishna. I will anyways go and meet him. His wife herself goes and begs door to door and asks for some chipped rice. Even the chipped rice that Sudama carried was begged from neighbors. So that he can carry. That is the responsibility. And then Krishna, the entire dialogue between Krishna and Sudama is one of responsibility, not of rights. Responsibility. Rights come to uphold responsibility. And very unfortunate, we see a similar story of Drupada and Dronacharya. Dronacharya was also Brahmana. Drupada was a king. In the case of Sudama and Krishna, we find, of course, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, and Sudama also has the mood of a pure devotee. In the case of Drupada and Dronacharya, Dronacharya was in very big, difficult situation, nothing to eat for his son. And he had to go, he had to do something. Then he remembered that Drupada in the Gurukul, when we were in the same Gurukul, Drupada had once told that whenever I get something, I'll also share with you. It will belong to both of us equally. So that's all Dronacharya remembered. And when he goes and asks Drupada, if you read the story in Mahabharata, it's actually with authority. Give me. He reminded him. How you approach also matters. Are you approaching in a mood of right or a mood of responsibility? Look at Sudama. So we have the scriptures, contrasting stories. What is healthy behavior and what is unhealthy behavior? So Krishna, with full sense of responsibility, he is saying, now we should take care of all the people in this Mathura and around, because they are all extremely scared of Kamsa. See, even if Kamsa is killed, doesn't mean that situation is all corrected. Like I was recently in Manipur for some work, and there Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose, whom Prabhupada says, who Prabhupada has glorified his contribution for the freedom struggle. So, Prabhupada said, in fact, it's attributed a lot of the freedom struggle to him. Now, when he was creating his Indian National Army, at that time, he wrote lots of correspondences, lots of announcements to the general people. There were radio shows. He would address the general people. Why? Because it's not just about creating an army. The people have to feel the army is for them. They have to feel at ease, they have to feel secure, they have to feel protected. That yes, it's a mutual thing. It's not just that you create an army and it's done. So Krishna had killed Kamsa, but then it's explained, Sarvan Swan Gyati Sambandhan Digbhya Kamsa Bhayakulan. Kamsa Bhayakulan. By fear of Kamsa, they had gone here and there and hid themselves in remote villages. What did he do? He called them out. brought all his all relatives, family members, all the residents from various places, because they had fled in fear of Kamsa. And he consoled them because they were very exhausted, very tired, day after day fear of Kamsa. When Krishna orchestrated the killing of Jarasandh by Bhima, immediately after killing Jarasandh, Krishna immediately, the first thing he did is went all the 56 odd prisoners, kings who were held as prisoners by Jarasandh, and he actually spoke to them, saying, please don't be afraid anymore. He had to assure them. So, Krishna's sweet words and sweet actions. This was the strong sense of security for all the residents of Mathura. In fact, Jarasandha, I mean, just going back to that story, Jarasandha asked Krishna, what is your enmity towards me? Why? Krishna says, actually, my enmity towards you is because of your enmity towards Dharma. Because you are inimical to Dharma, these 56 kings, what did they do to you? You have just kept them imprisoned like slaves, bonded labor. Therefore, I treat you as my enemy. So, Krishna is very clear here. So, he started consoling all of them. But it's beautifully explained. Yes, Krishna gave them assurance, and they also got to see the lotus face of Krishna. Yasyaravinda, Nayanasya Padaravinda. In fact, the darshan of Krishna, the fragrance of Krishna, all of these have been glorified in the scriptures. Pathastaputa parama padama purasya tataiva chanya narloka veera ya ahave krishna mukharavinda. Even those who were leaving their bodies in the middle of the battlefield of Kurukshetra, they were drinking the lotus face of Krishna as they were giving up their bodies. And because of that, Pathastaputa parama purasya, they were being purified by the arrows of Partha, of Arjuna, and attaining the highest destination. Something similar, all these residents, they were seeing the beautiful face of Krishna. Tatra pravasyo pasan. Even the clear, such a beautiful explanation by Shukdeva Goswami. Tatra pravasyo pyasan yuvano iti balaujasaha pibanto kshair mukundasya. They were all drinking mukundasya darshanam. They were drinking mukambuja sudham muhu. And what happened is very interesting. The eldest of the members there appeared full of youth. That one explanation suffices. That's how consoling, that's how empowering was Krishna's darshan. And words, of course. So he acted both as a supreme personality of Godhead and as a most responsible citizen of Maharaj Ugrasena, because he had said, I'm your praja. You order me. And then Krishna and Balaram, they go and meet Nanda Maharaj. Because Mother Kunti has also glorified the love of Mother Yashoda. Yes, Devaki and Vasudev, they gave birth. Janito, and then the phrase uses Janito Poshito for Devaki and Vasudev. The phrase used for Nanda Maharaj and Devaki is Poshito Lalito. So they didn't give birth, but Poshito Lalito. They nourished, protected, and they lalan. Lalan means lots of leelas, lots of sweet pastimes. That they had 11 years of nectar and sweet pastimes with Mother Yashoda. Every day was leela, then katha, shravan kirtan. Because daytime will be leela, then evening would be the katha will be narrated by everyone, and that shravan kirtan will go on until the next leela is performed. Such nectar was overflowing. And Krishna was very fondly remembering. And he says, Father and Mother, Nanda and Yashoda, you have affectionately maintained us. As I said, Poshitau Lalitau, Brisham. Indeed, you have loved us more than you could love yourselves. And in fact, it goes to the extent of saying that, Sapita Sacha Janani Yau Pushnitam Saputravat. One who is a real father and real mother who takes care of the child as if the child is their own. And that's what you have done with me. Though I was not born to you. Full of gratitude. And of course, Vatsalya Bhav. So, right after this, Krishna says, now all of you please return to Braja. Because very soon, I will also come to Braja. I have some task to accomplish here. Please, but please wait for me. So, in this way, Krishna consoled Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, who went back. And Krishna orchestrated all these beautiful pastimes which Maharani Kunti has summarized in the first two verses. I'll proceed with the next verse of Maharani Kunti. And again we'll develop using some of the pastimes of Krishna. So Maharani Kunti again says,
भारावतार नानन्ये भुवनाव इवो दधौ सीदंत्या भूरि भारेण जातो ह्यात्म भुवार्तितः.
So this is the third reason she gives. Others say that the world being overburdened like a boated sea is much aggrieved. People are very aggrieved. And that Brahma, who is your son, prayed for you and you have appeared to diminish the trouble. So you have appeared to diminish the trouble based on the prayers of your devotees. And yes, there was a prayer of Vasudeva and Devaki. That's a different kind of prayer. And Brahmaji's prayers are for well-being of everyone else. Their prayers when Mother Earth is being troubled by Hiranyaksha. So there's a lineage of prayers by Brahmaji. Every time he prays, the Lord appears. So she says, and this is true with most avatars. So she says, O Lord, this is what I've heard from others. I'll read the previous purport in this word, in this purport, parts of it. So it is said that Vasudeva and Devaki in their previous birth as Sutapa and Prishti underwent a severe type of penance to get the Lord as their son. And as a result of such austerities, the Lord appears as their son. This is about Vasudeva and Devaki. Then this purport, Prabhupada says, Brahma, or the first living being born just after creation, is the direct son of Narayana. Narayana's Garbhodakshaya Vishnu first of all entered the material universe. Without spiritual contact, matter cannot create. This principle was followed from the very beginning of the creation. The Supreme Spirit entered the universe and the first living being Brahma was born on a lotus flower grown out of the transcendental abdomen of Vishnu. Vishnu is therefore known as Padmanabha. Brahma is known as Atmabhu because he was begotten directly from the father without any contact of Mother Lakshmiji. Lakshmiji was present near Narayana, engaged in the service of the Lord, and still without contact with Lakshmiji, Narayana begot Brahma. This is the omnipotency of the Lord. Just goes to show how the Lord, we are talking about the Lord appearing from Vasudeva and Devaki, and here the purport is about how Brahmaji was Brahmaji appeared from the Lord, that too in a most spectacular way. Most spectacular. So when Brahmaji is offering prayers, please Lord, you appear, we can see huge purpose behind it. The Lord appears after having given birth to Brahmaji, not just Brahmaji, in most mystical ways, but the entire lineage coming after Brahmaji. In fact, is responsible for all the Daksha, the Manus, the Daksha Prajapatis. So of course, Prabhupada in the purport, he goes on explaining in details the omnipotent nature of the Lord and how from Vishnu, the universe is emanate. Vishnu stutrini rupani purushakhyani ado viduhu pradamam tu mahata srishti dvitiyam tvanda samstitam tritiyam sarvasasyasya. The Lord Vishnu, Narayana, is expanded from pratamam tu mahata srishti. The entire srishti creation happens because of the first is Karnadakshaya Vishnu. Then Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, tritiyam tvanda samstitam. He enters into every universe. And tritiyam sarvasasyasya, he enters into every atom. He is therefore omnipresent and omnipotent. Yet, he appears when Brahmaji prays. Because he wants to demonstrate how much he can go out of the way to do paritranaya sadhunam and vinashaya cha dushkritam. Dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. And yuge yuge is not one yuga, yuge. Yuge yuge means is varam varam. Again and again. So let's see one couple of such instances. So after Vasudeva and Devaki have completely been drowned in their motherly and fatherly affection, they decide now we have to educate Krishna and Balaram. Time has come. They have to go to Gurukulam. And they find out the most appropriate Gurukulam. There was Sandipani Muni. In fact, just before that, Vasudeva and Devaki also gave away lots of cows in charity. Because when Krishna and Balaram were born, mentally he had to offer cows in charity because he was in the prison house. But now he fulfilled his promise. Then he had mentally offered. But he didn't limit himself to mental offering. When physical offering is possible, do physical offering. When not possible, do mental offering. So now he did physical offering of cows. And then it's like tatascha labdha samskarau dvijatvam prapya subratau. Dvijatvam, to get, to become twice born, they had to send, they decided to send Krishna and Balaram to Sandipani Muni. Garga Dyadu. They took their further vow of celibacy from Garga Muni. First they took their vow of celibacy from Garga Muni. And then they approached Sandipani Muni of Kashi, living in the city of Avanti. So both Garga Muni first blessed them, they went to Sandipani Muni. And what all did they learn? They learned Dhanurveda. They learned the Shad Vedanga, Shiksha, Kalpa, Ityadi. They also learned, it's explained, the 64 Kalas and Upakalas. And then what did they learn? The sixfold science of politics. Saharasyam Dhanurvedam Dharman Nyaya Patamstatha Nyaya Shastra Dharma Shastra Tatha Anvikshaki, which is logical reasoning. They learned that from Sandipani Muni. And after learning all that, Krishna and Balaram, they approached Sandipani Muni and said, Guru Dakshinayarchayam Chandayam Asatur Nripa. So it's explained that Chandayam Asatuhu, Chanda, basically, please accept something from us in remuneration. Now this Chanda was for Guru Dakshina. They said, please accept something from him as per your desire. So the desire is what is referred to as Chandayam. Guru Dakshina is anyways there. But please express your deepest desire that you would like to get fulfilled through Guru Dakshina. So Krishna is appealing to say, don't ask something just for the sake of Guru Dakshina. Ask something you desire. So it's explained that Sandipani Muni very carefully considered. Very beautiful conversation. Vijastayostam Mahimanam. Mahimanam. This is their greatness of Krishna and Balaram. Adbhutam. Slamlokasya Rajan Ati. So he started consulting his wife and both of them. They said, please bring back our son who at Prabhasa Kshetra had drowned in the ocean. Very interesting another case. But he had drowned and now it was because of whatever reason, Purvavat, as decided by his previous karmas. Krishna, however, resolved, yes, so be it. And he immediately, both of them, they left in their chariots. It's explained that first they went to the Lord of Ocean. Lord of Ocean, please give back. Please give back the son of Sandipani Muni. Lord of Ocean said, actually, the son was taken away by Panchajana, a Rakshasa. So Krishna entered in the ocean and found out Panchajana. Now Panchajana, it's explained that he was, he travels in the water in the form of a conch. So there was a conch who had kind of outgrown into his body. So Krishna killed Panchajana, tore open his stomach and found that, oh, the son was not there. He however carried away the conch shell with him. It's called Panchajanyam Rishikesho Devadattam Dhananjaya. The Panchajana shank was taken by Krishna as his own conch shell. And then Krishna went to the Yamaloka. Yamaloka, it said, Samyamani, he went there and blew this conch shell, announcing his arrival. Yamaraj, I need to meet you. So Yamaraj came out and greeted him with great devotion, with great affection, and said, O Lord, what should I do for you? Kim Karomi, what should I do for you? You are playing the part of ordinary human beings, but I know you are not ordinary. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now it's very interesting. Now, since we are talking about Yamaraj, Krishna did respect Yamaraj, called out for him, and Yamaraj reciprocated. He said, yes, if you want the son of Sandipani Muni, here is the son. Krishna said, suffering the bondage of his past activity, my spiritual master's son was brought here to you. So Krishna acknowledges that the son was at Yamaloka because of his past activities. Yet, I desire that he comes back. Why? Because my guru desires that he comes back. So, Yamaraj says, so be it. And brought back the guru's son. Now, it's quite a challenging thing. I mean, if you are the head of a department, you've been given responsibility by the same person, and now he comes and says, no, you please make exception to your business. It's so difficult. Yes, if you have a lot of false ego, it's impossible, not just difficult. But even if you did have, it can create confusion. And this is the same kind of question that was asked by the Yamadutas to Yamaraj, the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Yamadutas and Vishnudutas, they had both gone to fetch Ajamil. And Ajamil, it's explained that he had actually committed a very sinful activity, not just one sinful activity, a sinful life he had led by driving away his own mother, father, his wife, and a very ripe age he got married to a prostitute and a son from that. His name was Narayan. So attached to that son he was that he was calling out Narayan even as he was giving up his body. And this was taken note by the Vishnudutas. They intercepted Yamadutas. You can't take him. Yamadutas are confused. They go to Yamaraj. He says, what is this? Arajakta hai. Anarchy. Anyone does whatever he wants. Today you are saying something, they are saying something, he is saying something. What should we be doing? Ordinary people as such want excuses. Now they will find even more excuses. They will say, I didn't know who the authority was. It's a very convenient excuse. So, what is going on? They are saying, Kati santi ha shastaro. How many authorities are there, O Yamaraj? We thought you are the only authority. But it's very clear there is someone else. In fact, we are doubtful of whether we should follow you anymore. Because the followers also have to feel a sense of security that my boss is behind me. Aaj kuch kiya aur kal wahi mujhe gaali de raha hai. How will I execute my duties? So, what is Yamaraj's response? It's very beautiful. In such challenging situations, like what we saw with the Ajamil's case, or with the son of Sandipani Muni, Yamaraj, as one of the Mahajans, Swayambhur, Narada, Shambhu, Kupal, Kumaro, Kapilo, Manu, Pralado, Janako, Bhishmo, Balir, Vayasaki, Vayam. He's saying, I am one of those 12 Mahajans. And he's acting responsibly as a 12 Mahajan. What is the mood of a Mahajan? The first and foremost is that even in the most difficult situation, a Mahajan is always seeking the essence. Because if you miss out on the essence, you either be a Saragrahi or a Bharagrahi. Saragrahi is like a bumblebee. It'll go into a flower and take out the nectar. Go into another flower, take out the nectar. Saragrahi. What does a Bharagrahi do? Like a donkey. Carries all the burden and keeps complaining about the burden also. In fact, it thinks that if I didn't exist, then the whole world will collapse. That is Bharagrahi. So, for the first beautiful characteristic that Yamaraj exhibited is Saragrahi. He was actually very happy. He's explained that when Yamaraj heard the Vishnudutas again and again saying he was chanting name of Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Yamaraj was very happy. They are chanting the name of Narayan. In that difficult situation, instead of feeling completely offended, crippled, sometimes you can go to the other extreme and feel so depressed. Arey, meri kuch chalti hi nahi yahan par. What do I do? If you are Saragrahi, you will not feel offended. You will actually feel, here is nectar, essence. So it said, it was very beautiful. Let's just hear this. Iti devasa asprishtah praja samyamano yamaha pritaswav dutam pratyah smaran padam bhujam hare. Pritaha swadutam dutan pratyah. He was very happy that they were chanting the names of Narayan. Pritaha. Very happy. Swadutan pratyah. And because of that, smaran padam bhujam hare. He was remembering the lotus feet of the Lord. So first characteristic, always seeking essence. Kazi, also the Chan Kazi, in Chaitanya Charitamrita is explained that he had sent his associates to curb the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, because the devotees had gone berserk chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Every nagar, every marg, sub-marg, they were actually chanting the names of Krishna. And the Chankazi's servants, they came back to him. He said, everyone is chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna. Everyone is chanting Hari, Hari. So when Chankazi heard this, he was quite irritated. He said, they must be chanting Krishna, Krishna. Why are you chanting Krishna, Krishna? But in contrast here, of course, Yamaraj was very happy. Because Yamaraj was not a Kazi. He is a Mahajan. And very much appreciated. Ah, you are chanting the names of Krishna. And he remembered Vishnupada. And then the second characteristic of Yamaraj comes out. What is the second characteristic? A devotee like Yamaraj, he understands that because he remembers the Supreme Lord and seeks the essence, he understands his limitations. He understands his circle of influence. This is all I can do. I may have all the concerns in the world, but this is all I can do. If one does not understand one's limitations or one's boundaries, then one can go on a wild goose chase throughout life and feel completely frustrated that this Prahlad doesn't listen to me. Everyone listens to me, but this Prahlad doesn't listen to me. This was Hiranyakashipu's frustration. Because Hiranyakashipu never drew his boundaries. And he didn't draw his boundaries because he was not seeking the essence. He was not remembering Vishnu. So when someone like Yamaraj, he's Saragrahi, he understands his limitations. He says, my dear servants, paro madhyo jagat tastu purpascha. He says, otam protam. Very beautiful analogy is giving. Otam. Otam protam. Vertical, horizontal. This universe, vertically, horizontally, is completely a fabric as designed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything. Otam is vertical, protam is horizontal. So, actually, nothing that exists in this world is beyond him. And yat amshato sya sthiti janmanasha. What is my characteristic? He says, all of us, Shiva, Lord Shiva, we are all in charge of creation, etc. But we, not just we and all these other devatas, we are after all subordinate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we have our jurisdiction. So this is the second characteristic. The entire world is controlled by him. And therefore, there is no surprise that Vishnu Dutas were able to come and intercept you. So he accepted his limitation. Just as the driver of a bullock cart ties ropes through the nostrils of his bulls to control them, the Supreme Personality of Godhead binds all men through the ropes of his words in the Vedas. So it's not that Yamaraj had to show his prowess and then have his power defeated. It's not just Bahubal. It's also Buddhibal. He understands that what the Vedas say, I cannot counter. I should not try to counter because it will be wasted energy for me and for everyone else. Instead, I try to just align myself with what the Vedas have said. And then he goes on and exhibits the third quality. Yes, a devotee, as he said, point number one, he sees the essence which is Krishna. Yena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshayat. He is seeking the essence, Krishna and his divine qualities. The entire Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter is Daivi Sampada. Daivi Sampada is divine qualities. One is always seeking divine qualities. I think some Acharya mentioned that whenever we see some nice qualities in a devotee, we can immediately remember Krishna, because this is an opulence of Krishna and Radharani that's manifested. And the second way, as he said, is one, a devotee also understands his limitations. And the third quality, a devotee is nevertheless responsible. It is not that Yamaraj gave his resignation after this event. The two incidents we are talking about. One is the Ajamal incident, the other was the incident of Sandipani Muni's son. So Yamaraj could have said, bahut ho gaya. Do bar, dubara yehi ghatna. I give my resignation. No. Because there's a mood of service. Because you understand that everything, every act that I perform, atat bumbir dvayashtreshta varanashmi vahagasha swanishtitasya dharmasya samsiddhi haritoshanam. Every aspect of one's service is haritoshanam. So therefore, what is the reason for becoming arrogant in one's service and thinking I will resign from the service? you resign when there is no gratitude or love. But if the whole service is an act of gratitude and love, there is no question of resignation. So this is a beautiful characteristic that Yamaraj exhibited. And this is also the characteristic of all the associates of the Lord. When the Lord says he descends, when he descends, he exhibits such beautiful pastimes himself and also his associates like Brahmaji. Whether it's Brahma Vimohan Leela, Brahmaji also finally accepted his limitation for all of us to learn from him. Yamaraj accepted, and the essence was that he intensified his relationship with Krishna through this pastime. Krishna might have never become the king, but he was a kingmaker. And it's explained that the very interesting Sanskrit Subhashitam. It said that Swayameva Mrigendrataha, the Simha which is there in the forest, it never Nabhisheko na Samskaro Simhasya Kriyatevane. The Simha in the forest has neither Abhisheka nor Samskara. Nobody says aaj jo Sim hai Raja uska Abhishek hone wala hai. Uske baad wo Raja ghoshit hoga. There is no question of such announcement. Why? Because Vikramarjita Sattvasya Swayameva Mrigendrataha, by his own qualifications and his qualities. So when Krishna comes and displays qualities, he may be a chariot driver for Arjuna. He may be a Shanti Dut for the Pandavas. He might even become Makhanchor. Think of a role and Krishna has taken that role. But it is not that through all these activities, Krishna had to be proclaimed the king. By Swayameva, a lion doesn't have to be proclaimed as a king. The activities, the qualities that are radiating from that person make that person a king. And therefore, Krishna was the king of everyone's heart. And he didn't have to prove to Yamaraj, I may look like a boy, but Yamaraj, he didn't have to give a long lecture. He didn't have to submit his biodata to Yamaraj saying, these are all the activities, list of demons I have killed in the past. Yamaraj, you may want to have a quick look at it before you decide whether you want to give back Sandeep Muni's son or not. No, it's absolutely apparent. So this way, the third point that Maharani Kunti says naturally leads us to the fourth point. Why Krishna appears? The third point was he comes to reciprocate with his devotees and protect dharma and eradicate all roots of adharma. Especially in this day and age, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised that all demoniac qualities that sit in the heart can potentially be eradicated when one very, very helplessly chants the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And Maharani Kunti says exactly this. She says, the fourth reason you appear, O Lord, is Shrunvanti Gayanti Grananti Abhikshnashah Smaranti Nandanti Tavehitam Janaha Taeva Pashyanti Achirena Tavakam Bhavat Pravaho Paramam Padambhujam. You come so that all these pastimes that you perform, people are attracted to them, they keep reciting them, they keep chanting them, they keep remembering them. Even in the dreams they remember them. 24/7 one's mind gets engaged in Krishna. That's why you appear. The translation is, O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant and repeat your transcendental activities or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death. So, just hearing and chanting takes you beyond this material world. Purport, I'll just read a few lines. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, cannot be seen by a present conditional vision. In order to see him, one has to change his present vision by developing a different condition of life full of spontaneous love of Godhead. When Sri Krishna was personally present on the face of the globe, not everyone could see him as a Supreme Personality of Godhead. Materialists like Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa, Jarasandha and Shishupal were highly qualified personalities by acquisition of material assets, but they were unable to appreciate the presence of the Lord. Therefore, even though the Lord may be present before our eyes, it is not possible to see him unless we have the necessary vision. This necessary qualification is developed by the process of devotional service only, beginning with hearing about the Lord from the right sources. So hearing about the Lord. To the extent that, as you were describing, even in Vrindavan, every day, Krishna would perform pastimes in the evening. There would be Harikatha. once on Dwadashi, Nanda Maharaj, he happened to enter into the waters of Yamuna. Now, it was a little early in the morning, and therefore, probably not advisable to enter the water according to Karma Shastras. We hear in Mahabharata also that right after Lakshagraha, when the Pandavas, they entered into the water, river, in the middle of the night, there was a big battle that ensued between the Pandavas and Gandharvas. Gandharvas said, how can you enter into waters in the middle of night and you enter without taking permission also? And they had a fight, and then finally the Gandharva, he advised, Chitrarath advised Pandavas that you should actually have a guru who will guide you so that you know what is appropriate, what is not. Because entering waters in the middle of the night was not considered appropriate. So we have enough evidence in Shastra. So it happens that on Dwadashi, when it appeared to be a little dark, Nanda Maharaj entered the water. However, the moment he entered the water, Varuna's associate, he imprisoned, or rather, he took away Nanda Maharaj as a prisoner. His reason was that he has entered too early in the night. What he missed was that the previous Ekadashi was a short one. Sometimes these calculations can go wrong, even if you have all your notebooks in place, right? So his calculations went wrong, and the Ekadashi had been short, and therefore the Dashi Parayanam was not wrong, was not being done at an inappropriate time. Now, when the associates of Nanda Maharaj saw that Nanda Maharaj has not come back from the bath from Yamuna after such a long duration, they got very worried. What did they do? They went to Krishna. Krishna, you please advise what should be done. Now, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he could have possibly used remote vision, remote control. But Krishna said, let me see what I should do. Because Krishna, in every pastime, he wants to expand his leelas. So he entered into the water of the Yamuna and directly went to Varundev Sabha, and Varundev was seated there. Nanda Maharaj was seated there. Nanda Maharaj was in fact being very nicely honored. And when Krishna entered, Varundev offered prayers galore. He said, my entire existence has become perfected by your coming here. And then he apologized. As a leader, I apologize because my servant, he was foolish. Moodanakam. He was foolish. He did not know that there are exceptions to this rule of not entering in the night, because the Ekadashi had been shot the previous day. So I profusely apologized, and he sent back Nanda Maharaj and Krishna with lots of gifts. When Nanda Maharaj went back home, that is very interesting. Nanda Maharaj told all the residents, you know what? Krishna, our small Krishna, he was received in that huge sabha by Lord Varuna as if Krishna is his master. Was offered worship, and Nanda Maharaj's heart was overflowing with such happiness and love and affection, and this entire occasion became an occasion of Harikatha. To the extent, as they were chanting and hearing Krishna's glories, that specific pastime, the residents, they developed the desire to see the Lord's abode. We want to see the abode of the Lord. And this is exactly what Kunti Maharani says, as you keep hearing and chanting, the desire to actually experience the Lord abode, personal relationship with him intensifies. So Krishna reciprocated. He saw orchestrated within the waters of Yamuna the entire view of Vaikuntha and Brahmaloka, the same kind of view that he had given to Akrura later. He gave Akrura the similar kind of vision later on. So hearing and chanting. And it's not that Nanda Maharaj had prayed to Krishna to come. Krishna knows Nanda Maharaj is in trouble, and Varundev also wants to see me. I'll fulfill. And over and above that, there is a need to create opportunity for hearing and chanting. Again and again, hearing and chanting. And in fact, there's a very interesting episode in Mahabharata. The same Prabhasa Kshetra where Sandipani Muni's son drowned. Same place, the Pandavas happened to go to Prabhasa during their Vanavas. a very interesting episode. So when they went there, Balaramji, Satyaki, Krishna, all were present. And Balaramji was especially feeling very sad for the Pandavas. Why? Because he felt that that Dhritarashtra had always followed Dharma. But what was the result of Dharma following? Look at him, he's in Vanavas. So he said, what is the consequence of following Dharma? Vanavas. And then he said, look at Duryodhan. No Dharma following, enjoying kingdom. So Balaramji started saying this. And Satyaki also said, yeah, indeed, that's the case. Moment Pandavas are out of the forest, we are going to assemble our army and fight. So one entire chapter, both Balaramji and Satyaki are saying like this. Balaramji, of course, has mysterious pastimes, because in this case, he was sympathizing so much with the Pandavas. This was during the Tirth Yatra. The Pandavas were on Tirth Yatra through Prabhasa. That's when the conversation took place. But later on, when the actual war began, Balaramji himself went on a Tirth Yatra. So Balaramji's pastimes are very difficult to understand. But when Krishna heard Balaramji and Satyaki speak like this, Krishna spoke some very beautiful words. Krishna said, sometimes very learned people speak things which are difficult to comprehend. And sometimes an uneducated person speaks absolutely top class words of wisdom. I don't understand what's going on here. Krishna said, actually, do you want to first check with Pandavas whether they are so unhappy? And do you want to go and check with Duryodhana whether he is so happy? Nowadays, everyone does interviews. The news channels are always doing interviews. Are you happy? Are you unhappy? So he suggested, why don't you just do that interview? Jaake Pandava ko puch lijiye. Khush hai kya? Aap bol rahe, they are frustrated, they are suffering. Just go and check with them. And go and check with Kauravas whether they are so happy after all. Because if the Kauravas were so happy, why were they attacking the Pandavas again and again in the forest? And if the Pandavas were so unhappy, they were the best host in the forest, hosting 10,000 Snataka students, giving them every day bhojan from the Akshay Patra. Maitreya Rishi, Markandeya Rishi, Vyasadev, Nema Rishi, Vanaparva is filled with conversations because they were always doing Harikatha. So one is chanting the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Dharmam tu Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. Even, it's not that Krishna was always present. Krishna, in fact, came much later after many of these rishis had come. But every opportunity the Pandavas would seek to hear about Krishna. In fact, Narad Muni, when he entered the Sabha, in the Sabha Parva of Mahabharata, the first thing he asked Yudhishthir, so are you always remembering the Lord? So the Pandavas kept such association around them, and even in most difficult situations, by discussing these very important topics of Dharma and Krishna, they were actually nourished all the time. And the Kauravas, their situation was pitiable. So much pitiable, I'll just conclude with this, so much pitiable was Kauravas, that once Vyasadeva went to Dhritarashtra and said, I want to tell you a story. What story? The story, once Surabhi and Indra, they were conversing. Surabhi is Supreme Mother Cow. And Surabhi was crying. So she was crying. When Indra asked, why are you crying? She said, one of my bulls is being overworked by the farmer. Overtime. She was, after say 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, he was making work like anything. So Indra said, so many bulls must have been overworked. Why are you crying for that bull? He said, no, because that bull is also very weak. Whenever someone is very weak, one's heart goes towards that person. So immediately Indra said, okay, I will help you. Indra, he sent rain clouds. There was heavy rains. And immediately the farmer had to wind up his plowing. And he went inside. So the bull was saved. Right? So my question to you. When Dhritarashtra heard this, he also, what did he hear? That when someone is very weak, the heart goes out. Right? So what did he think? Who was weak? What is the message that Vyasadeva was trying to give him? Dhritarashtra thought, I know, you are siding with the Pandavas. You think the Pandavas are so weak sitting in the forest. I feel, you'll again tell me, same bhashan you will give me. Please bring back the Pandavas from the forest. Please do this. Vyasadeva said, even now you don't understand, Dhritarashtra. You are so blind. That bull, that weak bull was you, not the Pandavas. I am crying for you, not for them. Because when all your sons are dead, who is going to do the antakriya for you? The Pandavas. And with them you have such enmity. So we have this, stories and stories like this in the scriptures of devotees of the Lord in most difficult hardships, because they kept the discussion of Harikatha, the discussion of the scriptures. If you read any conversation between the five Pandavas and Draupadi, you will find the scriptures coming up all the time. They kept that their center. We can have many other points of discussion, but Krishna says, Anudvegagaram Vakyam Satyam Priyetam Chayat Swadhyaya Basanam Chayva Vangmayam Tapa Uchyate. What is Vangmaya Tapa? The austerity of the tongue is to do Swadhyaya, is to speak based, to try and align with what the scriptures say. So, and therefore Ramayana, Mahabharata, Bhagavatam, treasure house, and Acharyas have given so many more treasure houses, this entire Chaitanya Charitamrita. Somehow we, on a daily basis, we engage exactly what Shrinvanti, Gayanti, Granthi, Abhikshtashah, Smananti, Randas, Tave, Hitam, Janaha, what Kunti Maharani says, we engage. That when Nanda Maharaj and, this is the last past time, Nanda Maharaj and the residents of Vrindavan, Gopas, they went to Ambikavanam once. Ambikavan is where Lord Shiva's temple is there. So they went there to take darshan, and they did a lot of austerities in the night before having darshan the next day. They took bath in the river Saraswati there. And in the night when they were sleeping, there was a snake that started swallowing Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj, in that very painful situation, he started crying, Krishna, Krishna, he was, please, please, Pahi, Pahi. And he was saying that, actually, I am surrendered to you. How can a father be surrendered to son? Because Nanda Maharaj was so absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna that he could not think of anything else. That is the result of being absorbed in Krishna Katha. That in difficult situation, he remembered his son, who is actually Krishna. Now all the other, the Gopas, they came to try and protect Nanda Maharaj. They brought torches, mashal. They tried beating the snake, they tried burning the body of the snake. Nothing happened. And then Krishna came and touched the body of the snake with his lotus feet. The snake manifested the original form of Vidyadhara. His name was Sankarsana. But we see that Nanda Maharaj, even unconsciously, he was calling out the name of Krishna, because he was so absorbed in thinking about Krishna. This is the result of Shrinvanti, Gayanti, Grananti, Abhikshnashah. Continuously chanting, hearing and talking about Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Is a question or comment on any point discussed today? Is this done? We'll conclude. Hare Krishna. Is a question, Prabhu? Yeah. Yes, Prabhu.
Haribol Prabhuji, thank you for the very wonderful lecture. My question is that, question is that, means how do we decide about our limits? Means you said in a lecture, when we don't know about our limits, we get frustrated. So how should we decide our limits? Till what extent we should go when we are into management, or when you are having some authority to deal with something? So how should we decide our limits on that slot? Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. So when do you understand that a bicycle that you are riding, it's easier to give this example with bicycle than with motorbikes, because bicycle you have to pedal. When do you understand that a bicycle you are over speeding? Have you ever ridden a bicycle? What happens? When do you know that you are going to speed up?
When it is about to slip.
When it's about to slip, when it's wobbling, becomes unstable.
Yeah.
So, Rupa Goswami, in his Upadeshamrita, he has given very nice guidelines for this. Specifically, he talks about Atyahara Prayashascha Prajalponiya Magraha. Prayas, over-endeavoring. When do you know that you are over-endeavoring? And he generally provides guidelines. Acharyas have provided guidelines, even Bhakti Rasamrita and Sindhu is all about guidelines. When we find that our sadhana gets slippery, when we find that our routine sense of service gets disturbed, when I start thinking more about myself than about my service, my responsibility, then the bicycle is about to slip. Right? We ourselves have experience in our life. So it's very important that we create some regulated lifestyle. Because if there is no regulated lifestyle, disturb kaun kya karega mera? Ghar pe dhan hi nahi hai, toh shani mera kya bigadega? So only if I have some regulation in my life, can that regulated lifestyle be disturbed. So it's very important as per Acharyas to have a regulated lifestyle. Yukta ahara viharasya yukta cheshtasya karmasu. Because when there is yukta ahara vihara, when there is yukta sadhana, time for everything, there's some regulation, then one can start sensing, oh, I am now over-enduring because all this is going for a toss. Yes, one may have to put in extra efforts. Every day is not the same. Because ultimately life is never going to be monotonous. But at the same time, if there's no regulation, then every day is going to be spontaneous and spontaneously distressful, not spontaneously happy. So that I have found to be a very, and the Acharyas have said that, to be a very sure shot way of assessing that one is not observing his limits. Yamaraj, let's take the case of Yamaraj. Now the case had come to him. The first thing he did was, because he had a regulated schedule, and Mahajan, he was chanting the names of Krishna. And the moment he heard Narayan, Narayan, he was happy. He didn't lose his stability. In fact, he became even more stable. In fact, he was so absorbed in remembering Krishna. And in that stable situation, he was able to very clearly not just identify, also express his limitations. Sometimes we identify our limitations, but we are very shy to tell this to others. अरे उनको पता चलेगा तो फिर कल से कोई मेरी बात नहीं मानेगा. But he expressed it to Yamadutas, was very honest. That help?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.